It's that time again when most Americans will set their clocks forward by 1 hour. But how did it all get started? 2 a.m. on the second Sunday in March marks the beginning of daylight saving time, when we lose a bit of sleep but get to bask in more sunlight in the evenings after work. In the 1890s, a New Zealand scientist, George Vernon Hudson, proposed the seasonal time shift. In the early 1900s, British builder William Willett made a similar push to shift useful daylight to the evenings.
Daylight saving itself was introduced by Germany during the early years of World War I as a way to save fuel.
The modern use came out of wartime frugality, according to Alexis McCrossin, a professor of history at Southern Methodist University in Dallas.
That means there's less electricity or fuel or coal being burnt.
In 1966, the U.S. Congress passed the Uniform Time Act, which mandates when daylight saving time starts and gives states the power to elect the change. In the U.S., it's observed by every state except Hawaii and Arizona, and it's been adopted by 70 countries around the globe. I'm Jennifer King.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.